Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. This morning is Monday, July 16th, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call from the beautiful state of New Hampshire. I've been traveling with my family over the last couple of weeks and have just had a magnificent time. It's being from Texas, it's interesting to come up here and hear folks complaining about it's 90 degrees outside and it's so hot, and we're like, man, this is the coolest weather we've seen in a long time. We are really enjoying the opportunity to travel, and it's one of the great advantages of this business. One of the cool things that I've done is I've met with some of our agents in training over the last couple of weeks, and have had just a magnificent time. I was with Mr. Kevin Caliste on Saturday in Providence, Rhode Island. Several of our agents there plugged into a full-day training, and it was just a magnificent time. Speaking of training, we have got some really great opportunities coming up. You're fortunate that you're on the call this morning, because I want to share with you a special one-time event that we're doing tomorrow. Now, this is a live event. You will be on live with the founder and CEO of Harvard Risk Management, who has sold over 7,000 Legal Shield memberships himself. He's also our guest speaker on the call this morning, my brother, Mr. Mark Riches, and I'm so excited. The great thing is, this is not a conference call, and it's not a live event where you're going to need to travel tomorrow to be live again with Mr. Mark Riches, but it's a webinar that we're doing tomorrow, July 17th, and I just want you to be aware of where you can go to get the details for that. It's a special webinar where Mr. Mark Riches is going to be talking about developing an action plan to earn a six-figure income in employee benefit sales and really in this business in general. That's tomorrow. The time on that is 12 p.m. Central Time. 12 p.m. Central Time. How do you register for that? And I will say our registration is limited. So if you get on and you are lucky enough to get one of those live spots, then you'll be able to join Mr. Riches live. There'll be some Q&A as a part of that webinar as well. So you want to get on live if you can. If you try to register and all the spots are filled, then we'll obviously record that and we'll make that available in our back office as well. But the live webinar is at 12 p.m. tomorrow, July 17th, 2018. And all you have to do is go to the events page of your back office. Now, if you're brand new, you may not be familiar with that page. Let me just share with you how to get there. You go to harvardbenefits.com. Click on Agent Access and log in. That's your back office. And then up at the top, you'll see a nice toolbar, and it's the calendar icon that will take you to the events page. So just click on that calendar icon. It's the very first thing on the events page, 100K Group Sales Game Plan Webinar. And all you have to do is hit register now. There is no fee for Harvard Risk Management agents to register for that training webinar, that live training webinar. But can I just say, I would highly recommend that you be on there, that you plug into that. That is a phenomenal resource, a great tool. It's something that we've really striven to provide several of these live training webinars throughout 2018, and this is the most current that we're doing, and one that I'm so excited about. So again, go to the events page, click register now for that. While you're on the events page, you'll see also another webinar that we're going to be doing next week. I just want to mention this. It's going to be next Tuesday, the 24th. It is a B2B certification webinar. Obviously, we do those fairly regularly, but the difference here, what makes this one a little bit unique, is that we're doing it in the evening. We've had several requests come in where it just works out better in some folks' schedule to be able to jump on a webinar in the evening, and so we're trying to accommodate those requests. Next Tuesday, July 24th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, that will be a live webinar with myself, and we'll be going through, and obviously that's a B2B certification for those who are not yet certified, they can go through the online videos and then get, that's the final piece of their certification. But it's also something that everyone, whether you're certified or not, certainly we have a lot of people who retake that, and you're welcome to join. Again, on the events page, you'll see that. You can click register now, and it will take you to the registration for that webinar. We're excited for that and looking forward to be able to provide an evening certification webinar for those of you that works a little bit better in your schedule. We have got some exciting things that are happening right now in the world of Harvard Risk Management. Listen, you really need to make sure that you're logging into the back office and just kind of checking in. There's so many things that are happening. We're gearing up for a special leadership training coming up in September in Nashville, Tennessee. You can find the details for that on our events page. We're constantly updating video segments, training segments, adding things to our advanced training. Hopefully in the back office there, you've taken a chance to look at the Performance Club data that is displayed there. That's for all of our agents who are Legal Shield associates. We pull that data automatically and update it at the end of every business day. And it'll show you how many Performance Club points you have for the month. It will also show you your membership retention, which I think is really cool. And you'll notice that we've divided that. Legal Shield announced, I think it was just the beginning of this month, maybe it was last month, but they announced that they're going to look at either personal retention or organizational retention, and one of those has to meet the minimum requirement in order to be able to qualify for Performance Club bonuses and really any bonus. So that, you know, you've got both of those numbers. As long as one of those is green, then you're good to go. It'll also show you the status of your Legal Shield Advantage membership. And then one thing that I'm really impressed with and so glad that they added this, it'll also show you your counters. That's important because I know that there's been some confusion in the past there. You know, what counts as a counter, what counts as a point for Performance Club. They are two different things. But counters are important because that's how you tell if you're on the road for executive director. And I know that Mr. Markrich is going to talk about it being an executive director this morning, making sure that that's a goal for every one of our agents. He'll be talking about that, I'm sure, tomorrow on the special training webinar as well. But the fact is, folks, if your goal right now is not executive director, then you don't have a very good goal. And I know that there might be some goals, you know, along the way in getting there, but that should never be the big goal. Executive director ought to be on every one of our agents' minds. And every month that an agent does not qualify for executive director, that's not a great month. And I just want to be blunt with you. If you had a month and you hit anything lower than executive director, I mean, you know, obviously we're not trying to make anybody feel bad or shame people, but the reality is you've got more to go. You've got farther to stretch. And so I love that these counters are in a place that's easy to find, easy to see. Are you above 50 or are you below 50? That's the number for executive director. And you can check that right in your Harvard Risk Management back office. Well, folks, you've got the Riches show this morning because we've got Mr. Josh Riches also joining the call this morning. Josh is one of our executive directors and up-and-coming leaders in Harvard Risk Management. He's knocking on the door of his $100,000 ring. We're so proud of his efforts and his growth that he's had here over the last, really more than a year now, that he's been full-time with Harvard Risk Management. He has exceptional talent, and many of the great ideas that you see coming into fruition happen as a result of Mr. Josh Riches and his thinking and ideas. He's one of these that doesn't rest. He's always thinking about what we can do better, and I love that about my nephew. Mr. Josh Riches is going to talk to us this morning about the new survey program that we rolled out on Thursday's call. I know many of you are excited about using that, and Josh, thank you for joining the call this morning. We'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the chance to be on the call this morning, and yeah, it is exciting. I had the opportunity to introduce the new program that we rolled out last Thursday. And since then, we've had a lot of success already. We've had many, many people that are using that survey. And I just wanted to Kind of go over it briefly. I covered a lot more in detail and depth on the Thursday call, and so be sure to listen to that for more information. But I do want to cover that just so you're aware of what the survey program is. So what we've done is, and I'm sure that you've seen surveys, if you're on the Legal Shield support page or success page, you'll see people that are posting, you know, hey, I went and did surveys. What we've done is we've went ahead and use that survey, and then we've adjusted it, made it down so it's a one-minute survey that you can actually go out and be able to get a lead. And so where you can find this is if you go in your Docs on Demand, if you log into your Harvard back office and you go under Docs on Demand, it's in two different places. Under Recently Added Docs, you'll see it right there at the top, and also under Individual Sales Docs. And so you'll see it. It'll say one-minute survey, and it has 10 questions on there. And what I did before is I'm just going to go ahead and run through these questions, just kind of give you an idea. So like question number one, do you have a last will and testament? All these are yes or no questions, yes or no. Has your will been updated in the last year? Have you received a speeding ticket / traffic ticket? Do you own a gun? Do you own a business? Do you have auto or health insurance? Have you ever been treated unfairly or had a business rip you off? Have you ever signed a contract, buying a house, home, cell phone, etc.? Have you ever been concerned about identity theft? Have you ever hired an attorney or had legal questions? And then at the bottom, it goes ahead and says, well, you can put in your name, phone number, and email, and thank you for participating in the survey. So it's a very non-confrontational way. If you're reaching out to people, say, hey, do you have a quick minute to fill out a quick survey? Oh, sure. Yes, yes, no, yes. They can fill that out, put their name, phone, and email, and then you're able to follow up with them. And here's the great thing is that you have now 10 questions that they've answered that it provides a great lead-in to talk about the membership and to be able to talk about that. And so we have the PDF version that you're able to download. And one thing that we are doing also is we're providing 10 new surveys in all new agent starter kits. So when you get a new agent that gets a new agent starter kit, in there we're going to include 10 new surveys that they can start using right away, get out. So if they've already contacted their warm market list and they've worked that or just want to be able to get out, this one-minute survey is a great way for them to get out and generate those membership leads, you know, above and beyond just sitting in their house trying to go through Facebook, trying to post, see if anyone will try to buy it through on Facebook from them. And the survey is a very non-confrontational way to be able to have people fill out information, and you're able to follow up with them. So it is a two-step process, but it's very well done, and we've had a lot of people having a lot of success from it. And so we are including 10 new surveys in all new agent starter kits. And one thing I did want to mention also, heading in the direction of, you know, we want to make sure that our new agents are prepared and they have all the materials necessary, we also are including a personal development book. It's called The Business of the 21st Century by Robert Kiyosaki. And it's an incredible book. It talks about the economy is not the issue, you know, being able to have a correct mindset in doing anything that you do. But The Business of the 21st Century, Robert Kiyosaki does a great job. And personal development is one of the foundations of, you know, being successful. You know, being able to read those good books. And so we want to include, so we also have a book, The Business of the 21st Century, we're including in all new agent starter kits as well. So we have hundreds of those books that we're putting in all the new agent starter kits. So we have personal development books as well as these new surveys that are being sent out to your new agents, or if you're getting a new agent starter kit, being able to get that. So you have that information and it's pushing you up and being able to give you that leg forward that you need to be successful. Now, one thing that we've done also with that PDF download is we've also gone ahead and converted that to an online survey. And so you can access this by going to survey.hrmcplans.com/your six-digit agent ID number. And we did send out an email before that had a www at the beginning of it. You don't need that. And if you have that at the beginning, it won't work. So it's just survey.hrmcplans.com/your agent ID number, the six-digit agent ID number. And you can actually find that, your agent ID number, if you go log in and you click on the CMS. Now, I know a lot of times when we talk about AMS and the CMS, but it's a contact management system, the CMS. And if you go under templates, you'll see it in there. It's the last one that was just added under templates. It's 1 minute survey site, and you can click on that. It'll have the questions, and they'll be able to answer those questions. And now when they submit that, so this online form, when they go ahead and submit that, that actually is uploaded to your CMS as a membership lead. When you're in your contact management system, you'll see at the top, membership lead. And when someone goes and fills out your survey, your 1 minute survey, it actually gets uploaded into your membership leads where you can look at it. And you'll see that it will say the status is a membership lead, and it will say the website source is a survey website. And it will also have another tab that says survey. And it will give you all the questions that that were answered. So if they said yes to owning a gun, yes to owning a business, you'll be able to see all their answers. And so when you give them a call and are able to follow up, you're able to have that step and walk through on, you know, that soft way of being able to lead into a membership. And so I just, real quick, one last thing that I do want to talk about, and be sure to listen to last Thursday call, but one last thing I do want to make sure that you know about with these surveys, it's important that if you are having people fill out the surveys or you use the link, be able to post that on your social media to help generate more membership leads, it is a two-step process. And when you do follow up with the person, it should not be a call that says, hey, you filled out the survey, let's go ahead and get your membership set up. You know, it should be more of a, hey, I saw that, first off, I want to thank you for taking the time to fill out this one-minute survey. We really appreciate it. And do you have a couple minutes or a quick minute for some follow-up questions? And if they say yes, awesome, great. I saw that you had marked, you know, you don't have a last will and testament. Do you mind me asking why you guys haven't got a last will and testament done yet? Is there a reason for that? Was it financial or what was it? You know, being able to walk in and then they'll start telling you why. They'll be like, well, it costs a lot of money, or it's just never been on our minds, or we got a will, we haven't updated it in the last year. You know, I did get a speeding ticket. You know, they'll be able to tell you and just asking questions. Well, why is this? So you own a gun. Have you ever been concerned about your rights as a gun owner? You know, being able to ask those types of questions. We'll be able to add some questions with the survey. We'll be posting those in our back office, so you'll have access to those. But using those questions to say, well, here's the great thing, that we do offer a membership, and I just want to let you know, because you know, being a gun owner or owning your own business and not having your last will and testament done, this membership can actually provide those things for you through low monthly costs at no additional cost, to be able to get your will done and update it every year free of charge. You know, being able to talk about, you know, with their questions, how they answer, being able to walk right into a membership and telling them about the membership. Now, if I could show you, you know, how to get your will done and update it every year free of cost, would that be something that'd be interesting to you? Or would that be something you're interested in? Oh, absolutely. You know, being able to, So being able to have them fill out the survey, it helps generate those membership leads. Being able to follow up with the membership lead and asking questions, you know, diving a little bit more in depth, and those questions is what will lead straight into a membership presentation where they're going to be interested, because, you know, those are the questions, those are the things that they talked about and obviously want to know more information about. And so this survey is going to be incredible. It's going to be really awesome. And one last thing as an associate, one last thing I do want to say, as an associate, you do have associate perks. And so say you want to help, you want to generate some membership leads and you want to use the survey, being able to go to Office Depot with an associate perks discount, you can get 3 cents for a black and white copy. So being able to take the survey, you can email it over to Office Depot or drop it off to them, and they'll make copies. For $3, you can get 100 copies. For $1,000, you can get for $30. $30 will get you 1,000 surveys. Now imagine if you had people fill out this survey, very non-confrontational. Hey, would you mind taking a quick one-minute survey? And they can see it. It's one page. You know, there's no second page. There's no back. Just 10 questions real quick. Sure. You know, they'll go through that, be able to put their name, phone number, and email, and then being able to collect 1,000 of those, just imagine the membership leads that you're able to generate from that. And so this is an incredible tool that we have, and we do have other tools, you know, the HRMC Plans website. This is another tool to add on top of what we already have to help generate those free membership leads. And we're really excited about that. And so be sure to use that. Be sure to stay tuned for, you know, little updates that we have in moving forward with this. But with that, I'll turn the call back over to you, Mike.
Fantastic. Josh, thank you very much. I know that you were instrumental in some of the ideas that developed that. Thank you for doing that and for your hard work. It's one thing, folks, when someone works hard to benefit themselves, when they work hard to benefit everyone else, that's something that's special, and certainly, you know, Josh does that a lot, and we appreciate his leadership. He follows in his father's footsteps in that way. Mr. Markrich is our founder and CEO, is certainly somebody that has spent countless hours developing systems that benefit all of us. And when I say developing systems, generating ideas, sharing and training and teaching what has worked for him in building this business. You know, I'm always quick to point out, when we talk about Mr. Markrich as being recognized by Legal Shield as a $700,000 ring earner, that's pretty special in and of itself. But when you consider that his income does not come because he's the CEO of Harvard Risk Management, he doesn't take a salary from Harvard Risk Management. None of us do. That's not, you know, typically you wouldn't talk about a CEO's income because it's a salary. But the reality is that Markrich has built an income and built a very successful business using the exact same compensation plan, the exact same opportunity that every one of us on this call has. And that's what makes him, to me, so special as a leader, is he's gone out and he's done it. Tomorrow he's going to be teaching that webinar on earning a six-figure income in employee benefit sales. You know why he's qualified to do that? Because he did it. He went out and he earned a six-figure income his first year, and his second year, and his third year, and his fourth year, and he's never earned less than a six-figure income. And he started in employee benefit sales. In fact, specifically, he started spending a lot of his time calling on public safety groups. And I know that's one thing that he's going to share this morning, is a very unique system that we have in place to help people run a lot of business in those types of accounts. And again, nobody is better qualified than a person who has written over 7,000 personal memberships, but then again has trained thousands, literally tens of thousands of associates to go out and to do the same, to have an increased level of success in their business. Mr. Markrich, we are so excited to have you on the call this morning. It's always a privilege to be able to hear from our founder and our CEO and someone who's such a phenomenal leader, and I'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mike, and safe travels to you and your family. It's been great following you on Facebook and seeing all the posts and pictures, and awesome to be able to spend quality time with your family like that. I'm excited about that new survey tool that Josh just talked about. We see them coming in. We can track the electronic part of them and see at least a count of how many surveys are coming in. And I've seen it out on Facebook as well and some other social media. You know, it's just a tool, an additional tool, as Josh mentioned, that you have available. And what a great way to approach people. Mike, you remember years ago we did a training for Legal Shield approaching people at a gas station with the Success from Home magazine. And I remember we had to work up quite a bit of courage to walk up to someone and say, hey, do you want a free magazine? That was kind of the approach of it. We created a little video of us doing that. And you know, we recruited thousands and thousands of people. That was more of a recruiting approach. But I love this because, one, it's easier because you say, hey, do you mind taking a one-minute survey? You know, most people can give you 1 minute. And people like to participate on surveys, and we've had really good feedback. I've seen on Legal Shield they have a similar survey. I think it's a 2-minute survey, a few more questions, but I've seen people with, you know, 15 or 20 surveys done in a couple of hours. So it's a really easy approach, and the best part is it's about, gathering leads for your membership. And I love how they've integrated that right into our CMS, where if you send out your electronic survey, which every Harvard Advantage member has access to that, you can, you know, when they fill out that survey and fill in their name, phone number, and email, it immediately comes back into your CMS as a membership lead. And again, the fortune's in the follow-up, so be sure that we're following up with them, as Josh talked about. And again, thanks to Josh for setting that whole program up, and I'm excited to see it being used by our agents. I am also, just to mention before I get into our public safety training today, I'm excited about the webinar tomorrow. I've been working hard to put that together in a webinar form. And you know, it's just so important that we understand, and Mike, I think you were talking about this today, you know, we need a lot more $100,000 earners in our organization. I mean, that's one of our goals. Our primary goal right now is to get 1,000 Performance Club qualifiers in the next 18 months. We've got 18 months left to hit that goal. Here's what that means. Every person on this call plus another Performance Club qualify every month. We need every person Performance Club qualifying every single month. And it's never been easier. The market's never been more ripe and ready for this product. We've got great products. We've got great services to go in the market with. And again, we're talking $180 in premium. So it's something that every person can do. But kind of the same thing, and I'll hit this harder tomorrow. We need, I'm not going to say everyone should be a $100,000 earner, because I do believe really that everyone should be a Performance Club qualifier at the very minimum, but most people should be able to earn a six-figure income in this business. And whether you do it through building a team and putting an organization together, or you do it through personal production, or a combination of those two, our systems are so refined today. We have better training than ever before, access to more information than ever before. And, you know, I went out and earned $100,000 a year 23 years ago, and we didn't have the internet, you know. But we also didn't have Facebook and a lot of the distractions that take away people's time today. I think that's a big issue. You know, I see people spending a lot of time on social media, and they're not a $100,000 earner in our business. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm on Facebook too, but they've never sent me a check. But Legal Shield puts in my bank account an average of $3,000 to $4,000 every single day, and that's where I put my commitment and dedication and focus on. And if you're not earning $100,000 a year, I'd get laser focused on making that happen with your Harvard and Legal Shield business. There's never been a better time. It's an exciting time in the market. And that kind of ties into what I want to talk about today. You know, I started out in Louisiana, age 28, and I was introduced, the way I was recruited in this business, we didn't have online videos or anything. A guy working in my office building invited. He said he was making $20,000 a month. And at the time, I was earning about $1,500 a month. We had five kids. We were living in an apartment. I was struggling financially just to pay the bills. And so when he said $20,000, I was like, no way. There is no way he's making $20,000 a month. But I thought, well, maybe he's lying. He's only making $5,000. It still was a lot more than I was making. And he came in one day. One of the turning points for me is he came in early in the morning. It was like 9 o'clock. I had just got in the office, and he said, "Hey, Mark, I just did an enrollment this morning at one of the local police departments. I made $3,000, and I'm going fishing." I don't think Ron ever fished. I don't think he was going fishing, but he knew I loved to fish. And so I think he was using that to help recruit me. And he said, "I'm going fishing for the day. Do you want to go with me?" And I was thinking, you know, in my mind, I said, "I can't go fishing. I've got a business to run here." Well, as he walked out and supposedly went fishing as he drove off, I thought, you know, he just made $3,000 today. And I thought, how long I would have to go to work. I'd have to go to work every day for 2 months, for 60 days to earn $3,000 with the current vehicle I was traveling in as far as the company and the business. I was selling long-distance services to companies. And it was easy to sit and think, man, I've got a great business here. But I couldn't think that anymore once he had walked out of my office, because he had not only made a lot more money than I was making, he was done by 9 in the morning and had the time freedom to go fishing all day, and that's what I wanted to do. So that's what got me. That was my big turning point. And a few weeks later, maybe less than that, I was with him. He said, "Do you want to go with me and watch me do one of these enrollments?" And I said, "Yes, I want to see what you're talking about." So I watched him do an enrollment at a police department. It was the city of New Orleans. It was 2:00 in the afternoon on a Wednesday, and it was just a roll call. It was a shift change. They were changing shifts, and he got in front of about 37 police officers. And I sat in the back of the room. He said, "Mark, just sit back there. Don't say anything. I'll do it." And I watched him do a very short, very brief presentation. And 33 of the 37 police officers bought the membership. So this was my, you know, some people go to a business briefing. A lot of Harvard agents are recruited with an online video. There's lots of methods to recruit people, and that was my recruiting day. It was a process a little before there where he was kind of leading me in and showing me the lifestyle and that type of thing, the freedom and the money. But what really got me is watching those 33 police officers fill out their own forms. I mean, that just sold me. I was like, you got to be kidding. And I don't write real well. It was really nice to see them filling out their own forms. So he gets those papers, and we're out of there. We're back in his car like 15 minutes later. I mean, the entire presentation was 8 minutes, 10 minutes, and we were done. So it was very quick, like in, boom, back to his car. And he said, "Mark, how much money do you think I just made?" Well, I didn't know much about the compensation plan or anything like that, but I was just thinking, hey, for 15 minutes, maybe you made $100, which, you know, all of us would agree. If you're making $100 or $400 an hour, that's pretty good income. So I thought $100 or $200 an hour. And when I said $200, I was like kind of being to the very highest amount. And he said, "No, I just made $3,300. I think it was $102 he made on each membership, and he had written 33 of them, and he counted them, 100, 200, 300. He counted them in hundreds. He said, "There's $3,300 right there that I just made." And I'm thinking, wow. And I saw it. It wasn't some guy talking on a video. I watched him do that enrollment. And one of the things I've done over the years, especially the next 4.5 years when I went out and really wrote those 7,000 memberships Mike mentioned, I brought a lot of people with me. I tried to always have someone in the field with me to replicate that experience that I had with Ron Krieger, you know, years earlier. And I recruited a lot of people by taking them out in the field and showing them how to do an enrollment and how it works. And I didn't always write 30 memberships in a spot, but sometimes it was 5 memberships or 6 memberships. But again, at $600 for 15, 20 minutes, that's a great, great recruiting tool. So be sure that we're doing that. But that was kind of my introduction. So why public safety? And when I say public safety, I'm talking police departments, sheriff's departments, fire departments, ambulance companies, 911 dispatch centers. And when I say police departments, there's a lot. There's harbor police, airport police. There's lots of little police, university police departments, tons of those out there. There's lots of those entities within a city. So a city might have the city police department. There might be another one or two police departments within the city at different facilities. Also FEMA, and not FEMA so much, but SEMA. That's all the emergency management companies. 911's a huge market. But anyway, it includes all of that. It includes that whole public safety. And I would throw in their Department of Corrections. That was a big niche market that I focused on at the very end of my enrollment career, because I had got the state of Louisiana to approve it as a state benefit to 60,000 state employees. And a big part of that I worked was the Department of Corrections. I went in, I think we had about 9 or 11 prisons I spent the last year I was doing enrollments in 1999 in pretty much in prison because I was doing those enrollments at all those prisons. And I read off last Monday, I think it was on this call last Monday, I read off those June 1999 checks. I've still got it sitting here on my desk, $62,000 in income in June of 1999. I was trying to emphasize that this is a great time to enroll members and employees of companies. June and July are great months for enrollment. And that was one of my – that's not my biggest month. I think my biggest month's $137,000 in income. But that, back in June of 1999, I know that's going back a ways, that was my biggest month so far in the business, was $62,000. And it was my biggest enrollment month ever. I've never made more money writing business than that, but I've made it in bonuses and overrides and other things several $100,000 months. But that's a $62,000 month. And that last week, as I read those checks off last Monday, it totaled over $31,000 in one single week. And that was doing Department of Corrections, going into not the inmates. So we're not selling to the inmates. We're selling to the correctional officers, which is just a huge market out there and such a need out there in the market. So we have a brand. It's not brand new. We've had it out there. It's just not been available to everyone. And we're rolling it out now as a certification. We have some really great certifications at Harvard. We have our B2B certification, which Mike Riches kind of heads that up. He has done really good developing and keeping updated all the training videos. He spent 2 weeks in the studio recently just updating all the new videos with all the new products and pricing and all of that. And does that webinar twice a month and does the roundtable call. I mean, he really takes ownership of that certification program. And so I hope you've gone through that. And whether you're focused on recruiting and management or business solutions, B2B sales, either one, you should go through the certification just to learn about it. And then we have the HRCI certification, which our National Marketing Director, Chris Evans, oversees. And that's a special ability to offer educational credits to HR professionals. And the program explains everything, but that's a great certification and resource there. Then we have the small business certification that Mr. Scott Brooks is overseeing. And Scott spent, literally a lot of time. I don't know, because I wasn't there watching him, but he spent, hundreds of hours putting that program together, putting probably one of the best training programs we have in approaching companies and really understanding small business and Go Small Biz and all of those incredible products. And we've had great feedback from those that have gone through that certification and learned firsthand from one of the top marketers in the company, not just how to sell the product, but really how to market it effectively. And he really has done a great job on that certification. And we have this new one available now called Public Safety Training or Public Safety Certification, where you can get access to some tools and resources specific to the public safety market. And one of my main goals today is to really break that down and tell you, okay, here's kind of what's available with our program. You'll see when you get in there and you get certified, you'll see a lot of logos and stuff pertaining to PSBA. Well, that's an entity that's owned by Harvard Risk Management, stands for Public Safety Benefit Association. When I first started, let me just give you a quick history on that. When I first started, we had a product, and we still have this product available in several states, most states probably, and it's called the Law Officers Legal Plan. Well, when I started back in 1994, we only had a legal plan. We didn't have identity theft protection, so we had a legal plan, and that's how I called on companies. I'd say, hi, my name's – when I called on a police department or a sheriff's department, I'd say, hi, my name is Mark Riches with the Law Officers Legal Plan. Now, you could call up and say, hi, my name's – don't say Mark Riches, but your own name. I'm with, Legal Shield, or I'm with Harvard Risk Management. That was prior to where we were marketing with Harvard Risk Management in the market. Back then it was prepaid legal. The problem is a lot of them had been called by prepaid legal, in the past, not so much in Louisiana, but in a lot of markets. They had been familiar with that, and I always want my own chance with the company because I've got a better presentation than some that have called on it in the past, and we should have a better because we have better training. Well, anyway, I would call and say I'm with Law Officers Legal Plan. But once we rolled out, well, that did not work well with the fire departments because Law Officer Legal Plan didn't work very well with fire departments or the EMS type groups, 911 and all that, even corrections that didn't work well with. But that was my approach with police and sheriff's departments was I'm with the Law Officers Legal Plan. Then when we had the ID Shield product roll out, it didn't work well there either because it was really focused on the legal part of the plan and mentioned nothing about the identity theft. So we created an entity that's owned. It's a subsidiary of Harvard Risk Management called the Public Safety Benefit Association, PSBA. And it has a cool patch you can get, and you can get logo wear and stuff like that. Some people really dive into it, but it's really just a way to approach those public safety entities. Hi, my name's Mark with the public PSBA. It sounds like you're an organization, and you are. You're an association, organization. They have a website, psbanow.org, and you can use that as a calling card or a way to approach it. And I know some that are very successful in this industry that just say, I'm with Harvard Risk Management. Really, either way would work fine. But I wanted to let you know what that is so when you get through the certification and see PSBA training. It's kind of a nickname we use to kind of identify that whole training program, the PSBA. So here's what's included in the certification. It's $99 to be certified, and that's a one-time certification fee. Most of our certifications are one-time. The only exception is the HRCI, and we pay thousands of dollars a year to get those educational credit programs approved. So that's an annual certification, but the others are just a one-time certification. So this is $99 one-time, and here's kind of what you get. You get access to some training, and we've created several new training videos. Not all of them are up there yet, but there's an audio that's up there now that explains the whole program, but we've now done some really nice videos, and you'll see how they work and break down different topics. There's a manual available, which has also been updated. My brother Mike updated that a few years ago at one of our conventions and did a whole training on this. But boy, that's a great manual because it has the scripts and really just it's the game plan of exactly how to approach the public safety market. I made my first $1 million doing this. So fast forward from 94 to 99, the last year I was selling, I mean, I had written about 7,000 memberships. I made about $1 million over that time. Some of that's overrides, but a lot of it is just personal production. And, I mean, it was great. It was awesome. And most of what I wrote, in fact, I would say 99.9% of it was public safety, police, sheriffs, fire departments, correctional centers, that type of thing. That was my niche. That's what I was exposed to when I first started. I had no background in that. I was, if I got pulled over by police, I'd start crying. I mean, I was nervous around police officers. That is nothing in my family background. But I saw Ron Krieger make $3,000, $3,300 in about 15 minutes. And I was like, I'm going to do exactly what he does. I'm going to say it exactly like he says it. And I went down to the library and got photocopied out of a book information about all the counties. Again, this is pre-internet. We didn't have Google. You couldn't just pull a list like you can today. I had to go to a library, and I remember paying, I think, 25 cents a copy. I spent like $30 at the library making copies of these pages out of a big book on the counties. It sounds real antiquated, but that's how I started. That's how I wrote my first county, or they were parish governments in Louisiana, but that's how I started. And I don't remember how I got the cities, maybe at the same library, but I remember going down and making photocopies and doing it that way before we had access to like safetysource.com, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But anyway, we have a manual We have that contains all the scripts and the approach process. There's a very unique approach that we use in locking down these city and county governments, and it's all explained in that manual. I don't have time to really go into it on the call today, but it's really a different approach. It's not like we normally would contact the city hall and go to the HR department and approach it that way. You can do it that way, but it's not as near as successful as the way we describe in that book. We also talk in there, the manual, about how to approach associations like the police PBA or PBO, Police Benevolent Association. There's several. Rick Reen did that when I trained him out in Sacramento. That was his focus. He went out and focused on cities and counties in the Northern California market, and ended up writing 12, maybe 13,000 memberships doing it just that way. That's all he did. And I had several $100,000 earners, several of them created, that put a very high focus on the public safety market. So this is something I want to continue to expand. Recently, we took a state, the state of Ohio, and we got a list of the cities and counties for the state, and still over 70, almost 70% of the cities and counties are not yet groups of Legal Shield. So it's probably not that way everywhere. I mean, Oklahoma's probably got most cities and counties done. I know Louisiana, we got most of the major cities and most of the parish governments, not all of them, but most of them are done, and that's where I spent my first almost 5 years working. Mississippi has a few. Texas has a few done. I mean, some have some done. Some are probably at 50%. Some might be at 60%, but there's still 40% of the market not written yet. And so I think this is a niche that we can really focus in as a team, and I want to pour some resources and energy in here. It's one of my goals right now to really develop more six-figure income earners, just like I did. And today, with these tools and resources, we should be able to do it faster and better than ever before. But I want to create more six-figure income earners in this niche alone. And I think there's just a great niche to go out and grab book a business of 3,000 or 4,000 memberships and earn a six-figure residual income. So you're making $100,000 a year in just renewal income. That's what it's all about, building a book of business up. Okay, there's several other tools under the public safety certification tab. Here's a big one, is safetysource.com. This is a website that we pay annual fee to have access to that database called safetysource.com. And you'll have a link when you get certified with the PSBA or public safety certification. You'll get a link with a username and a password, so you'll be able to log on safetysource.com and utilize it. And here's what it is. It's a get this, thinking back, 20 years ago when I was at the library, photocopying these, the minute it's printed in a book, it's outdated. Because if one thing changes, number of employees change, the sheriff changes, the address changes, anything changes, the book's outdated. I was copying those photocopies, and that's what we have. That's what I had available. Here's what you have, safetysource.com. Number one, you have four databases. Number one, it's all in one, but you just search it in there, and you have this is what it comprises. You have a complete national directory of all law enforcement agencies. It's all police departments, sheriff's departments, county jails, state police, federal agencies, includes college or campus police, harbor police, all of that stuff I was mentioning is listed under there. In fact, just looking at the safety source, you can get great ideas of little departments that probably no one's ever called on. And it's a total of 38,427. But it's not a book. It's online. So as and the safety source spends, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars updating that data every year. So they call the department, who's the chief. It gives you the chief's name at a police department, how many officers, the address, the phone number, everything. Gives you tons of information. And there's 38,000 of those that you have access to nationwide. Then there's another directory. You'd use the same search engine. You're not going in different books here, but we pay for each one of these directories. But this is a directory of all the fire departments and EMS. And there's 37,000, almost 38,000 of those listings. And that includes the state fire marshals, the harbor fire, just tons. It lists the whole thing out here, what's included. And then you have 5,500 911 dispatch centers. And so it lists out all of those, and then 3,700 contacts for emergency management centers. And so combined together, I didn't total it, but, you know, a lot of 30 and 37, that's 70,000. I mean, you know, 70, almost 80,000 contacts in one single database that you have access to with the PSBA certification. We give that to you free. It's part of the certification. We used to charge $50 per state. I was looking at an old flyer last week, and I was like, man, it's a good deal to do the one-time $99 now, and you have all the states. But what a great way to get a list immediately from the convenience of your home office. You don't have to drive anywhere, go anywhere. You can just log in there and get that information, get access, and really work it. And the manual, the training manual, shows you what to do. It shows you how to break down the state into regions and how to focus on a particular region, identify the departments and the agencies available in that region, and then attack, you know, go and do it. And it just lays it out step by step by step of how to do it. And tomorrow's webinar, a lot of the information we share on it will apply to this public safety market and how to approach it. Two other things. We've added a special feature in the CMS. Josh mentioned that's where those survey leads come in as membership leads. If you have a prospect in your CMS, a business prospect, like a group lead, like if you go enter this data from Safety Source in your CMS, under the tab, under the industry field, there's an industry field that you can select. If you change that industry field to public safety, this is a feature you might not have even been aware of. We just did a training video last week on how it works. But when you change the industry to public safety, it adds a tab on that prospect file. And it's a public safety tab. Well, what's listed under the tab, it's designed so you can put the police. So if you put in there, for example, the city of Cookeville, where I live, and then you change the industry to public safety, it'll add another tab called public safety. And when I click that, I can list the police department. It's in red there, or blue, and then the fire department is in red. And I can list all that contact information right in under the city. Because when you're working the city, you're coming in through both the police department and the fire department, and it's great to have all that in one place. So you don't have a City of Cookeville Fire Department lead and a City of Cookeville Police Department lead. It's all under one account there, and that's a special tool that we've added under the CMS. And one other tool, is in your Docs on Demand under state references. There's a state reference sheet for some states. We don't have all states, but we're working on putting other states in there all the time. But you'll notice a lot of those, we need to probably do some more updating on them, but a lot of them, for example, California, if you look at California, a lot of them are cities and counties that are already active groups with Legal Shield. Well, those are mainly Rick Reen's groups that he's opened up in California. He focused on this public safety market for the last decade and has, you know, even more than a decade, and has written 12,000 memberships doing it. And we've got several other cities. You'll see North Carolina and South Carolina. Not all of them are cities and counties, but a lot of them are. And Scott Brooks has been influential in getting a lot of cities and fire departments and county governments set up as groups with Legal Shield. Here's our ultimate goal. We want to dominate that market. I want to make sure that every city has Legal Shield and ID Shield available as a benefit. I want to make sure every association has Legal Shield and ID Shield. In fact, the way I got the state of Louisiana, I don't have time to go through the story, but it was through the State Police Association that I eventually got the state payroll. The State Police Association had 3,000 members, which was a great group, and it was payroll deduction, but it led me to getting the state payroll with the state of Louisiana, which had 60,000 state employees. And 60,000 is a lot better than 3,000. So, and I made $1 million on just the state account itself. And those, we don't have, most states are not a part of Legal Shield. A lot of police departments, a lot of fire departments, a lot of 911 dispatch centers, a lot of communication emergency management systems are available out there. This is our Monday morning training call. It's our group call. I want to tell you that market is ripe and ready. It's not for everyone. Like if you stand in front of a group of police officers and you start crying, that is not the niche you want to be focused in. I only cried when they pulled me over. I didn't cry in front of the group, but I shook. You know, I'm telling you, I wasn't very comfortable there initially, but I got real comfortable, and I got really where I could talk the lingo as we talk about in the training manual, and I got comfortable going in. And you know what made me really comfortable? Making $10,000 or $20,000 a month doing the enrollments. I was like, I like this. This is fun. It's a great niche. One of the things, a lot of this is covered in the training, but one of what makes it a great niche, yes, they need the product. Police officers need the plan. They carry a weapon, most of them. Fire department, you know, they need the plan. But I'll tell you what really makes this niche a great market is accessibility. Police departments, they have a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them have roll calls every day. So you say, when can I get in front of your employees? Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. I mean, they have a roll call every day. Fire departments are very accessible. They just sit in, I don't want to say they sit around the firehouse. They don't. They're cleaning the truck, or they're shopping, or cooking, but they're there. They're accessible. And once in a time, you'll get be doing an enrollment, and you'll get an alarm. That's okay. That's going to happen. It happened to me a few times. But they'll come back. They'll come back later, and you can show up later and finish the enrollment. I mean, but most of the time, they're just there and available, and that's awesome. It makes it a very accessible group. 911's a little hard, but you can pull them aside. It's not necessarily good to do it right during while they're dispatching. I've tried that. It doesn't work real good. But all of that's in the training, so we break down exactly when the right time and how to approach these different agencies. But I think it's a great niche out there. How to get certified, go under your certification section on your homepage and click on the public safety training link. It's at the very bottom. And when you see that public safety training link, just click on that. It'll take you to the shopping cart, or you can just go to the shopping cart and under certifications do the PSBA. And then they'll turn on that training for you, and you'll have access to that back office and the new videos that will be there shortly. And you'll have access to safetysource.com, the manual, and the information that I've talked about. So hopefully that's helpful. My main goal this morning was to let you know that those tools and resources are available to you. It might not be the niche you want to focus on. That's okay. And I'm definitely not trying to distract you from something that's working now. But this is a market that I've made $1 million in. And we've had, you know, many, many successful executive directors and $100,000 earners focused in this niche. And I just want to dominate it. I don't want anyone outside of our organization to have access to it. I want you to get it. And so I wanted to share that information with you. Hopefully it's helpful. And again, I'm looking forward to the webinar tomorrow talking specifically how to earn $100,000 a year. And with that, Mr. Mike Riches, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Fantastic, Mark. Congratulations to everyone who is going to dive into that public safety market. It is a powerful market, and it's one that you know our organization has really had a lot of success in. You mentioned Rick Green, I know yourself, and many others. I mean, I've done a considerable amount. I wouldn't say as much as you of public safety groups, I was one of those that still shook in front of the room, but I've written a lot of memberships, and I'll tell you where I've written a lot of memberships is in fire. Public safety is, you know, very broad, as you mentioned, and I've written a lot in fire departments. I've written a lot in public works accounts, and I've written a lot in with EMS companies, and all of them, I think, every group that you call on, you're going to have people that need these plans. I don't think that that's unique about the public safety market, but I do agree with what you said, Mark, that access to employees tends to be a lot easier to gain with a public safety account. I know for you, that's kind of how you were trained, but I know that that's one reason why you never really varied too far from that. You kind of stayed in that niche market. Again, not that our family has any background in that or you had any background in that, but it is a great market for gaining access to employees. So I think there's a lot there, a lot of content there, and whether that's something that our agents want to spend 10% of their time or 50% of their time or 100% of their time, I think using those resources is obviously a smart idea. And when you've got tools, as Mr. Joshrich has said earlier in the call, the survey tool, it's just another tool. It's not your only tool, but it's another tool. And when you've got tools, use them. And a tool's not going to do you any good if you don't use it. And that goes with anything in life, but certainly with this business as well. Thank you again to Mr. Mark Riches for an excellent training and for sharing that. We are really looking forward to the live webinar tomorrow. I can see that our registration is getting pretty full. Let me just update this, so I can give you live information, live feedback. Okay, we still have a few spots left, so if you have not registered for that yet, jump on there. It's on your events page. Just go to your back office, harvardbenefits.com, agent access, log in, click on the calendar icon in the toolbar. That's your events page. And it's the first event. You can click register now. Again, as a Harvard Risk Management agent, there is no cost to you to attend that live training webinar tomorrow. We're really looking forward to that tomorrow at noon Central Time. So you'll have to do the math on your time zone if you're not in the Central Time Zone. But that noon Central Time, we'll be joining again Mr. Mark Riches, where he'll be talking about earning a six-figure income in employee benefit sales. Thank you again to Mr. Josh Riches for giving a fantastic update on several of the resources that we have access to. And thank you to all of you for joining the call this morning live. We appreciate you plugging in and really wish you the very best this week as you go out and achieve the goals that you've got set for yourself, not just the results, but the activity goals that you've got set for yourself. Whether that's calling companies or walking into companies in person, whether that's speaking to individuals. For some of you that are brand new, getting Fast Start qualified, whatever your goal is this week, we absolutely wish you the very best in achieving that. God bless all of you. Thank you for joining the call, and we'll talk to you very soon.